Hill, Conley, Hunt, and Kelce. The Chiefs down 10. Play action fake. Bootleg throwback attempt. Throwing long. Tyreek Hill's wide open at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Nobody is within the boundaries of California. Third down. And 9 for the Rams at their own 14-yard line. 40-37 Rams. Back to throw. Goff under pressure. He's hit. He's sacked. It's pulled away. It's going to be a touchdown. Defensive touchdown. Kansas City as the Hulk. Allen Bailey just pried the ball from the grip of Jared Goff. And now the Chiefs get a defensive touchdown and take the lead at 11:07 to go in this crazy game. Mahomes, again, under pressure, crossing pattern, caught by Conley, 5-4-3-2-1, touchdown, far right pylon, Conley with the touchdown, burning Marcus Peters at 2:47 to go in the game.
Six in the secondary, shotgun snap, Mahomes drops back, winds up, he's hit, he breaks away, runs to the numbers, throws on the run, downfield, it's another interception, it's made right here by Joyner. Picked off at the 32, and that interception will effectively end the game, and the Rams are going to win it.
What a game last night, the highest scoring Monday Night Football game of all time. That was the 773rd Monday Night Football game, and that's the highest scoring game of all time. Rams beat the Chiefs last night in L.A. 54-51. Teams that scored 50 or more points in NFL history were 216-0. So congratulations to the Chiefs, the first team to ever score 50 in an NFL game and lose.
Man,
that's my Chiefs, man, setting records that you just can't imagine. But still, lots of positives to take out of the ball game. It was a wild and wacky game last night. You look at the numbers, it blows you away. First time in NFL history, two teams have scored at least 50 points in the same game. And, of course, as I mentioned, Chiefs the first team to score 50-plus and lose a game in NFL history. There were 7 turnovers, 5 by the Chiefs. There were 3 defensive touchdowns, 1 by the Chiefs, 2 by the Rams. The Chiefs racked up 546 yards of offense, 7.9 per play. The Rams, 455 yards, 6.1 per play. A grand total of 1,001 yards in the contest, 7 yards per play. So, not bad. There are lots of penalties in the game. Chiefs had 9 in the first quarter. 13 for the game. A couple of them were completely bogus by the officials. 21 penalties total in the game. They kind of caught the Rams up in the second half. Chiefs are the first team since 1966 to lose 2 games this year when they scored 40 or more points. That's right. Chiefs lost 43-40 in a thriller to the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. The two quarterbacks were fantastic. They combined to throw for 891 yards and 10 touchdowns. And really the guy that I was most worried about was Todd Gurley, and the Rams really didn't use him a lot. I don't know if he was banged up or what, because I was surprised, and I thought once the Rams had the lead up 10 in the second half, they would really pound it with Gurley. He only had 15 touches in the game. So, if you would have told me before the game that Todd Gurley have a total of 94 yards and 15 touches, I'd say Chiefs win. Of course, if you say the Chiefs would have 5 turnovers, it would be -3 in the turnover category, and the Rams get 2 defense touchdowns, I would have said the Chiefs are going to get blown out. It's pretty amazing that the Chiefs were able to still have a chance to win the game. Had 2 opportunities there in the fourth quarter with under 2 minutes to play, considering all the things that went against them last night. There were more touchdowns in last night's game than the Bills have scored all season.
Wow.
14 touchdowns last night. Bills have scored 13 all year long.
Man,
so
Bills.
Lots of interesting numbers. Chris Jones with another sack, 7th straight game he's done that. Dee Ford with a strip sack. Justin Houston, a great play, as you heard Mitch call there. And Allen Bailey recovered the fumble in midair and returned it for a touchdown. Aaron Donald, it's crazy how good he is. You just don't get guys that can rush the passer from the interior part of the defensive line in the NFL unless you're Aaron Donald. And there's a reason he got a huge contract there in the preseason and why he held out. He deserves every penny of it the way he plays. It was amazing. They said that he's double-teamed on 72% of the snaps, and yet he leads the NFL with 13.5 sacks. And last night he forced 2 fumbles that resulted in one in a touchdown, the other set up another touchdown. The offensive line, I thought for Kansas City, did as good as they probably could have because Donald is a stud. There's nobody like that. The Chiefs are going to see the rest of the year defensively on the interior. And hopefully they don't see anybody like that until the Super Bowl when they play the Rams again. And then there's the Saints, which that could be the team the Chiefs would play in the Super Bowl if the Chiefs can even get there. And a lot of people are talking about how, hey, the Rams and Chiefs, that'd be a great Super Bowl. We'd love to see this again. How many times do you see that? You have a meeting earlier in the year, college football, college basketball, pro football, whatever it might be, and you want to see it again in the championship. Mm-hmm. And many times both teams don't even get back to that spot, or one doesn't, and so you don't have it. I'll tell you right now, if I want to see a really entertaining football game, if the NFL wants ratings, if the NFL wants to rig this thing, if the NFL wants ratings, if the NFL wants to have an unbelievable Super Bowl, then they need the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl because they're the funnest team to watch in the AFC, and then play either the Saints or the Rams.
Yeah.
Those are the three teams. They're the three best teams in football right now. That's what you want. I mean, because the Patriots, yeah, they can score points, but, God, we've seen the Tom Brady thing over and over and over. Yes. I mean, we've seen Big Roethlisberger in that game over and over, you know, and deep in the playoffs. But if you'd have Mahomes versus Brees, the young versus the old, the two best quarterbacks in the league right now, based on what they've done statistically this year, I mean, Brees has only thrown one pick all year, for crying out loud. No. Brees is completing 77% of his passes. For all the people who want to give Patrick Mahomes the MVP, I'll tell you, Drew Brees probably should be the front runner, even though Mahomes has thrown 37 touchdown passes, six more last night. But Mahomes has thrown 10 picks. Although, to be quite honest with you, he's had three of those 10 picks have been bad. He had two against the Patriots that cost him, and then the one return for a touchdown last night. The picks at in the game last night, the one that he threw on trying to go to Demetrius Harris, he didn't set his feet, and it was picked off and returned for a touchdown. That's totally on Mahomes. The two fumbles, I would say maybe he could have felt the pressure on the second one a little bit more. You could still blame the offensive line there. Because the protection broke down, but also you can give credit to Aaron Donald, who's the best, I think he is the best defensive player in the league. He's tremendous. And then when you look at the last two interceptions, well, the second to last one, he was hit as he's trying to throw the ball. So that, you could say, combination offensive line, Mahomes' awareness, but that ball, he got hit on his arm when he threw it, so that's why that was picked. And the last one, there's 13 seconds left in the game, for crying out loud, and you don't have any timeouts. You got to throw a prayer hoping for a pass interference because you got to get in field goal range. You have no timeouts. And so I don't understand the criticism of some people on social media about Mahomes. Oh, he made two horrible decisions at the end of the game. Well, one, he got hit when he threw. And the last one, you got to make a play. And if Mahomes is selfish, and he's not, if he was a selfish player, he would have run that ball out of bounds worrying about an interception to his stat line. If you go back and look at Patrick Mahomes' interceptions, at least 5 of the 10 are completely worthless. They have no impact on the game whatsoever. He's thrown a couple at the end of halves just to, you know, hope to make a play. He knows it's not going to hurt him because going in the halftime. And the same thing yesterday. Did that play end the game on the pick? Well, yeah, it did. But he's got to throw it downfield and hope somebody makes a play. And he's got to hope for a flag, a pass interference, maybe a bogus one because the refs had a few of those last night. You got to at least throw it up there and have a chance. The problem was he didn't stop and square up and throw the ball and get everything behind it because I think he felt pressure that wasn't there. But can you blame him? Because he dealt with pressure a good portion of the night. And also, I don't want Patrick Mahomes to set and square and throw deep down the field and then get drilled like Joe Montana by the New York Giants in 1990, I think it was. And Montana ended up missing a whole year of football because of that tremendous hit. Because he's worried about Lawrence Taylor, he stopped and he got drilled by Leonard Marshall. I'm okay with Patrick Mahomes not setting his feet on that play, protecting himself, and just getting rid of the ball. If he thought that he was about ready to get trounced from behind, even though he wasn't. But we got the beautiful view. Yeah. We're sitting on the Barca lounger at home. We know that, hey, oh, but Patrick, you got time. You know, if you could be yelling at Patrick in his ear hole, hey, buddy, there's nobody behind you. Just square up and throw that thing. Then maybe they could have made a play. It was a great game. I will say this. Usually when games are 54-51, I've seen Big 12 games that have been just absurd. Okay, I've seen other college football games that have been absurd. And it's like nobody can stop anybody. But this game was different because there were defensive stops. There were so many possessions of the game because both offenses scored quickly, but Aaron Donald made plays. Dee Ford made plays. Justin Houston made plays. Orlando Scandrick had a chance to make the biggest play of the game. I mean, and I will say this, in defense of Scandrick, that was not an easy interception. I love how people can just sit on their couch and just act like that was easy. It wasn't in his breadbasket. He's not a tall corner. He jumped as high as he could. At the peak, he got the ball, looked like he was going to haul it in. He bobbled it, and then the receiver knocked it away once it came down near his chest. Mm-hmm. So that was not an easy pick. Now, could he have made it? Should he have made it? Yeah, probably as a pro player he could have. Maybe he should make that play 70% of the time. And once he didn't make that play, I was like, oh, crud. Then I was sitting there going, well, I'll help the Rams score quick.
Yeah.
If the Rams score quick, the Chiefs have time. And I thought the Chiefs would come back and win it if they had time. But I'll go back to something here. And this is really a weird criticism. And it really isn't even – I don't even know if it's a criticism. It's more of an observation. But when the Rams used their last timeout on that fourth down and two play when the Chiefs decided to go for it in their own territory and they were down 47-44, I told my son, I said, the Chiefs need to milk this clock. Mm-hmm. Milk the clock. The Rams have no timeouts. Take your time. You can score at will on these guys for the most part as long as you protect Mahomes. And run the ball a few times with Hunt and shorten the game. Make that the last possession of the game. Now, it'd be one thing if the Rams had timeouts. I totally understand what the Chiefs would have done. They scored. Okay, whatever. You're not going to milk the clock because the Rams have three timeouts. They had zero timeouts. There was just a two-minute warning. And once the Chiefs got down to 10, I thought they might, because a field goal ties the game.
Mm-hmm.
And if they run the ball a couple times with Hunt, then you can milk at least to the two-minute warning. And honestly, 2 minutes is plenty of time to score on the Chiefs' defense, as we know,
yeah,
even without any timeouts. But I think earlier in the drive, the Chiefs could have been a little bit more methodical moving the ball down the field to milk more of the clock. And that might sound like a crazy observation, and you may be listening to me right now, and you're like, oh, my God, Wade, seriously? That's what you're going to point out? The Chiefs scored too quickly? It's a fact. They did. It's a fact. They did. The offense can protect the defense. But the problem is you don't want to take the foot off the gas. So if you're marching down the field 15 yards here, 10 yards here, 18 yards here, 25 yards here, it's hard to tell the offense, all right, slow down, put the brakes on it. Right. I know it's difficult, but everybody's talking about how the NFL is a new game nowadays than it used to be. High-powered offenses, the rules favor receivers and favor quarterbacks, and the league wants a whole bunch of points and touchdowns, and it is fun to watch as it was last night. And I get all that. We got to think differently about going for it on fourth down and two in your own territory. Nowadays, more teams do it. Got to think differently now. Go for two instead of kicking the standard extra point because we're seeing more and more extra points missed from 33 yards out. Well, to add to that out-of-the-box thinking that we have to adjust to, especially with teams that don't have great defenses, which, let's be honest, there's not a great defense in the league right now because of those rules that favor the offense. And the Rams' defense has stars on it, but they're not that great, mm-hmm, other than Aaron Donald. Ndamukong Suh, I don't even think they announced his name other than the starting lineup. He didn't do anything last night, and they're paying him a ton of money. Marcus Peters didn't do a lot until fourth quarter. He did a pretty good job on Kelsey. And then he just was in the right spot at the right time to make the pick. He didn't make a great play. It was a floater that was – I mean, that wasn't some sensational play. And sometimes Peters did that when he's with the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's had a lot of those in his career.
Yeah, just be in the right spot, right time.
Right where it needs to be.
Right, it helps. But I think you do have to start thinking that way. When you have such a great offense, and the Saints do, the Rams do, the Chiefs do, those three teams also have defenses that aren't super great, although the Saints' defense is coming on. I think you have to start, and all three of those teams have good running attacks, the Saints with Kamara and with Ingram, and the Chiefs with Hunt, and you've got, of course, the Rams with Gurley. You do have to start thinking differently. And I think the Chiefs and other teams have started to think differently in regards to going for it fourth and one, fourth and two, when to go for 2 points. Don't go ahead and just take the 3 points at the 1 or 2 yard line, go for it on fourth and goal. But there, I think the next step for the evolution of football for some of these coaches, and Andy Reid would be one of those. And once again, this is not to be super critical last night, but there's no question when the Chiefs got the ball, I would think it was about 4 minutes to go, and the Rams had used their final timeout. I think it was 3:55 to go. The Chiefs were much better off milking that clock. Milking that clock.
Yeah.
And to where the Rams didn't even have a chance to go down and score. Make that the final possession. Win or lose on the final possession. Now, in fairness, you could criticize Sean McVay because the Rams scored too quickly. A 40-yard touchdown pass, and then the Chiefs had a minute 56. Then they got too aggressive on a pass play, incomplete. Chiefs had a timeout at minute 8 to work with. I mean, the Rams gave the Chiefs some opportunities. There's no question. But don't you think you have to think differently now? Since this is an offensive league with the talent you have on offense, that your best defense could very well be your offense. And it'd be one thing if the Chiefs didn't have a running game, but they do. And all I was saying is maybe they could have run Hunt once or twice on that drive and milked the clock. And granted, it could have meant nothing. The Chiefs might have scored with a minute 48 to go, And the Rams, with no timeouts, would have scored in 53 seconds. Because we've seen the Chiefs give up a touchdown to the Broncos in, what, 35 seconds?
Well, it only took 58 for them to score
right.
after the Chiefs scored.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to have to leave, like, you're gonna, if that strategy, you really do have to milk it to probably no more than 35 seconds.
Right.
If, to feel real comfortable about
so
it.
So I would say that both teams made mistakes last night from the standpoint of scoring too quickly.
The Rams made multiple mistakes at the end of that game
but based on that. But you're sitting here and it sounds crazy to say, doesn't it? Like, you just want to pinch yourself. Did I just say that out loud? The Chiefs and the Rams made mistakes. And the mistakes they made, you could say each team made a mistake, was they both scored too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane to say that. But that's the way NFL and, honestly, college football is going. The spread attack defenses can't keep up. The matchups, the speed was amazing on the field last night. And, I look at this game last night and I say to myself, the Chiefs, I mean, we said it before the game yesterday, that Todd Gurley, you got to hold him in check. He had 94 yards on 15 touches. Had you told us that before the game yesterday, we all would have picked the Chiefs to win.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Then if you would have told me the Chiefs are going to turn over 5 times, be -3 in the turnover category, and that they're going to give up 2 defensive touchdowns to the Rams, we would have all said what?
It's a blowout.
It's a
Rams
blowout.
Win
Chiefs
easily.
Get smoked.
Yeah.
And that's what's amazing. I mean, this is the thing that's amazing to me, and I'm okay with the Chiefs saving this for the playoffs. Clean it all up for the playoffs. The Chiefs had 13 penalties last night. 9 in the first quarter, a couple that were just totally baloney calls. But, hey, it was what it was. 13 penalties in the game. They had 5 turnovers. Against New England this year, they had 2 critical interceptions by Mahomes. They had the ball for only a third of the game and still had the lead when the Patriots got the ball for the last possession of the game. The Chiefs put up more yardage than the Patriots in less time of possession, much less time of possession. On the road. On the road at L.A. against the Rams, the Chiefs have 5 turnovers, 13 penalties, give up 2 defensive touchdowns, and they lose by 3 and have 2 possessions with the football with under 2 minutes to play to get a field goal to tie and force overtime. I mean, this offense overcomes penalties. It'd be 1st and 20, 3rd and 18. They can overcome it.
No, oh, yeah.
This team can overcome deficits. Down 10 fourth quarter against Denver, Monday Night Football, came back and won. Patriots down 15 at halftime, came back, had the lead. And if they had the ball last, you think they would have won. Instead, Brady and the Patriots are smart, milk the clock. See? Patriots are smart, they milk the clock. That's what I'm talking about. The Chiefs last night, I mean, they're down 13, they're down 10 in the second half, and they come right back and take the lead. And then, you know, they couldn't end up finishing it with their defense. Skandrick had a chance to make a play. If this, you think about the Chiefs' offense and what they've done this year. They've gone to Pittsburgh and put up 42 on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone to the Chargers, put up a ton of points. They're considered one of the better teams in the AFC on the road. They went to New England, put up 40 on the road with 2 interceptions that cost them, and down 15 and put up a ton of yards with a third of the possession time as the Patriots had. And last night, they put up 51 on the Rams with all these high-paid superstars on their team. Peters, although he's not overpriced right now, Peters supposed to be a stud, Sue, Donald, Fowler, all these guys. And Tlaib, I know, is out. And the Chiefs still have a chance to win with 2 minutes to go, despite having 13 penalties and 5 turnovers. If you aren't optimistic about what happened last night as a Chiefs fan, then I give up. I can't help you. Because I know you can focus on the negative. Well, we had 5 turnovers. Well, if the Chiefs had 5 turnovers with any other quarterback in their history, do you think they have a chance of winning that game last night?
I mean,
if Alex Smith turned over 5 times, the Chiefs would get beat like 52 to 21. So the great thing is the Chiefs, no matter what the deficit, can come back and win. The defense did make some stops when they needed to keep them in the game. Let's give them credit. And this is, listen, if they would have won last night, huge win, driver's seat, number one seed in the AFC for sure, barring a collapse. But we kind of expected the Chiefs to lose this game anyway. The Chiefs have everything in front of them. They get a bye, then they get the Raiders. They get the Ravens at home, which I think they're fine. Chargers at home, I still think they're fine there. I think the key is going to be the Seattle game on the road. Mm-hmm. If you can get that game. If the Chiefs win out, they're the number one seed in the AFC. The the Steelers still got to play the Chargers. The Patriots, you would think, maybe trips up one more time. But if you're worried about the Steelers and the Patriots, the Chiefs got to win out now. Well, they certainly can. They certainly have the capability of doing that. The Seattle game worries me because they run ball control. They run the ball very well. And it is a road game. But the Chiefs' offense has shown that they can do great things on the road. But the Chiefs, if they can get the number one seed at Arrowhead, the defense makes more plays at home. The crowd noise is a big impact on the game. The crowd noise didn't impact Mahomes last night, but it will impact Jared Goff, but it would impact other quarterbacks coming into Kansas City if the Chiefs are number one seed. And then the other thing is you don't want to face the Steelers or the Patriots until the AFC title game. That's another reason why you want to be the one seed. If you're the two seed, you're going to face either the Steelers or Patriots in the second round of the playoffs, the divisional round. It's very, very possible.
Yeah.
So was there a golden opportunity that went astray? Yes. Can you be negative and Debbie Downer today? Oh, well, you know, Mahomes didn't have a great game. He threw three interceptions. Well, one was totally on him. The other two, he's trying to make a play when you're behind. I don't know what else to say. If you're going to focus on that negative, they put up 51 points. You can blame the defense. Well, the defense made some plays. You can blame Orlando Scandrick. He didn't pull an interception. You can blame Cam Irving for not falling on a football. I mean, that was ridiculous. Yeah. What are you doing? The ball was strip sacked. It's 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage. What do you think you're going to do, run for a touchdown? Fall on the frickin' ball, man. It's one of the first things they teach you in elementary football.
I cursed on Twitter because of that.
I cursed out loud in front of my son. It wasn't a great moment for me as a dad. And he was saying the same thing, except not in a bad word to us. It's like, what are you doing? But there were lots of mistakes the Chiefs made, and yet they still almost won the football game. And Andy Reid says, hey, we had chances to win.
Yeah, we were in a position, though, to end the thing. And I don't know if they punched it out or not. I didn't have a great view of it. But you have opportunities. And so in these games, it comes down to that. I mean, it was back and forth. And then I could have called some better plays down the stretch. I mean, bottom line. So, and put ourselves in a position. And we all look at it that way. Every guy on this team will do that. That's the way these guys are wired, and that's what's going to make us a great football team down the stretch.
More from Andy on the loss.
We can learn from this. It's a great experience. Two heavyweights going against each other. You obviously can't give up 21 points when you're in a game like this, and we did that on turnovers. We got to take care of the football. On the other hand, we also created some turnovers and points there. So, but too many penalties, a lot of penalties in that first quarter. I don't know about all those, but they called them. And so we were going backwards when we need to go forward. And you don't want to put yourself in a hole like that. And we had too many penalties, 13 penalties overall. And I think 8 of them were in the first quarter. So we got to do a better job with that.
They got 21 points directly off of 3 of those turnovers and still only lost by 3 against some people say the best team in football on the road. I mean, come on, man. The glass is half full. Let's be optimistic, people. Here's Jared Goff. He had a fantastic game last night as well. Talks about this wild and wacky affair.
Yeah, it was a crazy game. Crazy game. And it seemed like at the end, whoever had the ball last was going to win. That's what it felt like. And ultimately, our defense had 2 turnovers there at the end that proved to be the winning turnovers. And it was back and forth the whole game. It was one of the times where we felt like we had all the momentum. We thought we were going to put the knife in them and finish it. And then there was times where, you know, it was the other way around. We're like, all right, we need to kind of claw back into this. And it was a fun one.
Well, we as fans think it was a great game. What does the Rams head coach Sean McVay think?
What a great football game tonight in terms of just the competitive nature of the game. Guys responding back and forth, all 3 phases, special teams, offense, defense. You have so much respect for Coach Reed and the Chiefs. You see why they're one of the best teams in football. But I thought our guys did an outstanding job together tonight, just sticking together, staying connected, not letting the circumstances dictate the way that we responded, and finding a way to get a big win, and it'll certainly make our bye a little bit more enjoyable, and then we'll come back ready to go for the last stretch of the season.
Okay, as for the mistakes for Patrick Mahomes, listen. He's still 23 years of age, for crying out loud. He threw for 478 yards, 6 touchdowns. Second time he's thrown for 6 touchdowns in a game this year. He has an NFL lead in touchdown passes. He now has thrown 37. He now has 10 interceptions. As I mentioned, 5 are completely irrelevant that he's had this year. But certainly one that cost him last night, the return for a touchdown. And maybe held the ball a little bit too long on one of those plays. Here's Mahomes talking about his mistakes. What a cocky, arrogant guy.
I mean, if I don't give them the 21 points, I mean, then the score isn't as high probably either way. And so just little mistakes that I made, it's just stuff you can't do. It's the same as when we played New England. I mean, it's just you can't make mistakes against great teams. And when you play these games, I mean, these are the games that you're going to play hopefully in the playoffs. And so you want to make sure that you limit your mistakes, but still at the same time be aggressive and still score points.
But here's the thing. The Chiefs' offense, Mahomes, are so good, they can make mistakes and win. Yeah. If Orlando Scandrick intercepts that football, today we're talking about the Chiefs had 3 turnovers, that led directly to 21 points, two mm-hmm. return for touchdowns. We would be talking about the Chiefs minus one in the turnover category, but they won the game.
Yeah.
And despite 13 penalties and three turnovers and two return for touchdowns, if Scandrick makes that pick last night, we're talking today about how the Chiefs win, even though they made a lot of mistakes and would have won.
Yeah.
They made a ton of mistakes and still almost won. I know almost doesn't count for much, but still, it is amazing how good this offense is right now, and nobody can stop the Chiefs' offense except the Chiefs and injuries. Now, the question will be, when you get in the playoffs, will cold weather, bad weather hurt this offense? Because if you play at Arrowhead, weather could be a factor that hurts the Chiefs' high-flying offense, even though they have home field advantage. And then second, of course, I've mentioned injuries, but I think the question for some people is the Chiefs are going to score points. They get in the playoffs. Can they outscore New England? Can they outscore Pittsburgh? Can they outscore whoever they play, the Chargers? Yeah, will the defense step up and make enough plays to where, hey, you can't expect the Chiefs offense to be perfect. And even when it's not even close to perfect, it still puts up 40, 50 points.
Yeah. Listen, you talk about cold weather in the playoffs, too. Like, this offense, it might hurt some of that downfield vertical part of the game, mm-hmm. but it's such a dynamic offense that you can combat conditions, too,
mm-hmm.
because you can short passes to Tyreek Hill, use his speed to your advantage. You know, Kareem Hunt out of the backfield, doesn't matter what the weather is, he's going to be running the ball well for you.
Right.
So you just kind of – you have to tweak it probably a little bit.
Sure.
But it shouldn't really slow down what you – are capable of doing.
The only problem is when you play defensively, the Chiefs are vulnerable to the run. And you face a team in cold weather and they shorten the game. And
cold weather is going to hurt the defense.
It's going to hurt the defense the Chiefs more than the offense. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Yeah. Well, it's quite the game, man. I mean, it was exciting.
I had fun. Yeah.
It was a tremendous game. And then, of course, as soon as the game's over, game of the century, best game ever, Monday Night Football. Yeah, because the last one you remember watching, it doesn't mean it was the greatest game ever.
It's a bad Monday Night game.
The Chiefs-Bronco game at Mile High between LA and Montana was pretty doggone good.
Yeah.
Didn't score 105 points, but still pretty doggone good.